I mean, I can see things emerging in some ways when we talk about, let's say, biomarker-driven treatment decisions. We're at the verge of, I mean, in 2008, we will see this happen. We'll get more information on the usefulness of KRAS, you know, as a selection marker for or against actually certain treatment approaches. And keeping in mind that patients with tumors that have mutated KRAS probably do not have a great benefit from EGF receptor antibodies. These data are not definitive yet, but they are emerging. And by the time...
What do we know right now?
What do we know right now? Right now we know from a last-line single-agent trial, kind of a really proof-of-principle analysis, that panitumumab, which is a human antibody against EGF receptor, a target on tumor cells, which was compared against best supportive care in a phase 3 setting, that patients who had tumors carrying KRAS mutation, which is a downstream effector of the signal transduction cascade from EGF receptor, patients who had activated, meaning mutated KRAS tumors, did not have any benefit from panitumumab in terms of response rate or delaying tumor progression. So these data now have to be corroborated by looking at combination therapies, earlier lines of therapies. Does this hold up for cetuximab? We have little bits of information in smaller trials, phase 2 trials, retrospective analysis, that so far really hold up for cetuximab in combination with chemotherapy. So we're going to see more data coming out very soon. If I had to bet on anything, I would say that this will influence our treatment decisions.
Alan, are these data that are coming out right now on KRAS affecting the way you're looking at your trial?
Well, they're leading us to take an interim analysis of our trial. Hmm. We have almost 1,100 patients, and we have tissue blocks on about 900, and we're going to be looking at KRAS in those 900. It's quite a challenge because we need to correlate it with outcomes, and the outcomes aren't sort of... In studies, you sort of worry about what data you have for outcomes until you've cleaned the data. But we're going to take a look if it's a really robust difference, and it may not be. So it may be that when you take combination therapy and add an agent, an EGFR inhibitor, that even if the KRAS mutational status is very important, it still may not trump the effectiveness of the chemotherapy. So it may not come out. But we're going to look because, obviously, if it really is dramatically predictive in the first-line setting, we would need to revisit the study design.
That's really exciting. How long do you think it's going to take to get it done?
Well, it'll take 4 to 6 months, probably. This is an onerous task, and not the least of which is I have to go and look at, you know, help clean the data. Our goal is to do it in 4 to 6 months.